안녕하세요. Hello. So welcome to another episode of Learn Korean and Korean Culture. So this week we're going to be talking about, I think, is a really fun topic, and it's 한국 전설. So 전설 is like legends. So we'll be talking about some of the legendary stories of Korea that have been passed down from generation to generation. And a lot of these are like they come up a lot in like children's books, because they're pretty well-known legends that a lot of Koreans will recognize. And I'll be talking about two in particular and telling the stories of those. So these two, I remember, like, I read them in a lot of children's books when I was younger. They're some of the most well-known stories out of Korean legends. One is about a rabbit and a turtle, and the other one is the story of how a bear became a human. So come along and we'll talk more about these legends, and let's get started. 그럼 시작합시다. So this first story is 구토설화, and it starts in the sea. 그래서 용왕의 딸이 병들어 앓고 있었어요. So 용왕 is like the sea king. 딸 is daughter. 병들어, so 병 is like an illness. 앓고 있었어요. So she was sick. So the sea king's daughter was sick with an unknown illness, and nobody knew what to do. You know, she's royalty in the sea, and she was dying. 그래서 의원이 토끼의 간이 필요하다고 했어요. So the doctor came to examine her, and the 의원, so like the doctor or physician, 토끼의 간, so 토끼 is rabbit, 간 is liver, 필요하다고 했어요. So 필요하다 is to need. So this doctor told the sea king, he told the 용왕, that if she was to live, she needed a rabbit's liver. She needed 토끼의 간. But, you know, this is the middle of the ocean, and these are all sea creatures who have never been up into the lands. But this brave turtle volunteered. 그래서 거북이가 육지에 올라갔어요. So 거북이 is turtle, and 육지 is land. 올라갔어요. So 올라가다 is to go up to. So this brave 거북이, this brave turtle, decided that he would go to the land, to the 육지, and bring a rabbit so that they could have the rabbit's liver. And the 거북이, so this turtle, met a 토끼. So he found a rabbit on the shores of the ocean. And he told the 토끼, so he told the rabbit, that there was a yummy food with no predators in the ocean. So it was like paradise for the 토끼. He wouldn't have to get worried about being eaten. You know, there was free food, free fruits for this 토끼, where he could just laugh and play and just have a great time underwater. So the 토끼fell for it, and the rabbit decided to go with him. 하지만, so but, 헤엄쳐 가다가 거북이가 진실을 말했어요. So, 헤엄쳐 가다가, so as they were swimming, so 헤엄치다 means to swim, 거북이가, so the turtle, 진실을 말했어요. So 진실 is the truth, 말했어요. So 말하다 is to say. So as they were swimming into the ocean, and the 토끼, so the rabbit, was riding on the turtle's back, the turtle confessed about the truth. And he told them, I actually need your liver for our sea king's daughter, because she's ill, and the doctor told us that we need a rabbit's liver for her to live. And the 토끼 panicked, because he was in the middle of the ocean on the turtle's back. And, you know, rabbits can't swim. So the 토끼 decided to be clever. And the 토끼 told him, he told the rabbit, that he actually takes out his liver and washes it every day. And he's the descendant of a great mighty spirit god. So he has to take care of his organs. So he would actually take out his liver and wash it and leave it out to dry. And he left it out to dry that day. So he told the turtle that he needed to go back to the shore and go back to the land so that he could actually retrieve the liver. So the 거북이, so the turtle, agreed. 하지만 거북이가 육지에 데려다 주니까 토끼가 도망갔어요. But 거북이가 육지에 데려다 주니까. So 육지 is land. 데려다 주다 is like to take someone somewhere. So the turtle took the rabbit back to the land. But then 토끼가 도망갔어요. The rabbit ran away. 도망가다 is to run away. And then the 토끼, the rabbit, told him that, you know, how dumb can you be for actually taking me back to the shore? The only reason why I told that lie is because I can't swim and I would drown in the middle of the ocean. So he lied to the turtle that, you know, he takes out his liver and washes it every day, which is obviously not true. And the turtle ended up having going back to the Sea King empty-handed without the rabbit's liver. So that's just one of the stories. And I remember actually reading this one in like children's picture book when I was younger. And this next story is actually also one that I used to read a lot when I was younger. And it's also really well known in Korea. And this is the story of 웅녀. So 이거는 웅녀의 이야기예요. So 이야기 means like story. And 웅녀 is the name of the character. So 옛날에, so a long time ago, 곰과 호랑이가 인간이 되고 싶었어요. So 곰 is bear, 호랑이 is tiger. 인간 is human. 되고 싶었어요. They wanted to become. So there was a bear and tiger a long time ago, and they decided that they wanted to become human. They wanted to be like the villagers, you know, they wanted to be able to have, you know, hands and feet. They wanted to be human. 그래서 황웅을 찾아갔어요. So they decided to go to 환웅. So 찾아가다 is like to find and go to. And 환웅 is the legendary founder of 고조선, which is the first kingdom of Korea. So they found this wise man who was supposedly the legendary founder of the first kingdom in Korea. And the 환웅 told them what to do. So what they had to do was 동굴에 들어가고, so 동굴 is cave, and 들어가다 is like to go inside. So they were supposed to go inside a cave. But once they were inside this cave, 100일 동안 빛을 보면 안 돼요. So 100일 is 100 days. 동안 빛을 보지 않고. So 빛 is light. 보지 않다 is to not see. So they had to go 100 days in this dark, dark cave with no light. And not only that, they had to eat mugwort and garlic. 쑥과 마늘을 먹어야 된다고 했어요. So 쑥 is like mugwort. It's like very bitter and it's definitely not pleasant to eat like raw. 마늘, which is garlic and it's, you know, very spicy. 먹어야 된다고 했어요. So they had to eat this mugwort and garlic while they were trapped in this dark cave. And this was the only way for them to become human. So 호랑이는 중간에 도망쳤어요. So 호랑이 is tiger. 중간에, so in the middle, 도망쳤어요. So 도망치다 is like to run away. So the tiger, he gave up midway and he decided that he couldn't take this anymore. And he left before the full 100 days. And he remained a tiger for the rest of his life because he couldn't successfully complete this task and become human. However, 하지만 곰은 20일 만에 인간이 되었어요. But the 곰, the bear, actually managed to become human. 인간이 되었어요. So the 곰 became a woman. And her name is 웅녀. And that's why the story is called 웅녀의 이야기. It's the story of 웅녀, the bear that became human. And so she actually ended up marrying Hwanung, which is like the legendary founder of the first kingdom of Korea that I mentioned. And she was able to become human. And, you know, today this appears often in like children's stories. But something else is, you know, people are saying that this story is not fair because, you know, the tiger is a carnivore. How are you going to expect the horangi, the tiger, to survive off of plants like mugwort and garlic with no meat for 100 days? So people are saying, like, since bears can survive off of plants, you know, this was an unfair race in the first place. So yeah, those are just some modern comments and reactions to this story. But this is one of the most well-known stories, I would say, in Korea. And there's quite a few more, actually, famous 한국 전설s, famous legends in Korea. So if you want me to talk about some of them, and if you're interested, then let me know and write that down in the suggestions form, which is linked in the description. And if enough of you guys want to hear more about these different legend stories, then I can do a few more episodes concerning these. So yeah, that's pretty much the two main stories that I wanted to cover this week. So we'll be back next week with another episode. So thank you for listening. 그럼 다음 주에 또 봅시다.